Whenever we feel threatened, either physically or emotionally, we respond in certain ways. The three most commonly known responses are fight, flight, and freeze, and I'm sure you've heard of them. But there are more, and you demonstrate these responses more often than you think. We know that when someone goes into a state of major panic or feels unsafe, that triggers the fight, flight, freeze response. What this does is activate the oldest part of our brain, our reptilian brain, at the bottom back part of our neck into our neck. And that means it's all about survival and just staying alive. It's why we don't feel pain and things like that. However, we don't just display these reflex responses when we are in major danger. We often display these as part of daily life. And these responses can be triggered when we feel stressed or angry or have anxiety, anytime we feel uncertain or uncomfortable or unsafe. By understanding our reactions, we can consider how we respond to stress and anxiety and improve on that. It's also interesting to recognize these responses in other people, understanding that if you're being criticized or shouted at, it's not about you're not being good enough, it's about them managing their emotions. Now, I know I've done all these responses depending on the situation, and also probably my hormone levels have impacted it at the time. So let's look at the responses, fight, flight, and freeze. But there's also one more common response that's overlooked and misunderstood, and that's called the fawn response, which is intriguing, and I'll come to that. Now, the fight response is commonly known, but isn't just about being physical. The I'm threatened, so I'm going to punch you stage. The fight response can also be shouting at someone, being angry, being confrontational, being overly competitive is a fight response. I must be better than you. My fight response is usually shouting at and blaming current husband for everything or picking an argument with somebody. And I go, I'm really sorry, it's not about you. I'm just anxious at the moment. Now, the flight response isn't about running away. It's about avoiding something altogether. Being in isolation, being away from people, procrastination. They are all flight responses. Selective mutism, not speaking in certain situations, is a flight response. Perfectionism can also be a flight response. If I'm perfect, then it will all be okay. I will quite often do this one, and for me, it looks like getting in the car and driving away to think a bit. It is actually a flight response. I need to be left alone and process my emotions in my own time to be able to calm down and think rationally. Also, when I'm in times of stress, I've been known to go, that's it, I'm selling up and I'm moving to a cabin in Thailand. Now, the freeze response is where you shut down and do nothing. You just pretend it hasn't happened. I'll go to bed and just lie there, possibly playing some mind-numbing game on my phone, or going to sleep is a common one. Freeze looks like ignoring people, playing on your phone, excessive playing computer games or watching TV, self-medicating with drugs or alcohol, anything so you don't have to think or face the problem. Now, finally, there is the fawn response. And this is where you need to keep on the right side of people at all times so you are excessively nice. You never say no. You worry all the time what others think of you, and you hate confrontation. You have high anxiety at the thought of someone thinking badly of you or getting cross at you. So you will do everything you can to ensure that doesn't happen. You fawn over people. It's so interesting, isn't it? Now, there's also another response that we do when we feel unsafe, and I haven't listed it on the accompanying CBT worksheet, but we all do that. And that is when you laugh. You're feeling uncomfortable and you laugh. If you're at a funeral and laugh, or you can't help laughing in appropriate times, that's a normal reaction trying to reduce the intensity of emotion during a situation. You're struggling with the emotion, so you laugh. Children do this when being told off. It's not disrespectful. They're feeling overwhelmed, so remember that. Use the CBT worksheet with this recording to think about how we react to feeling unsafe. Interesting to know and to help you move forward. Thanks for listening. And remember, you're amazing.